welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello, Broads!
Hey, Beachy Broads.
Oh, Beachy man. Broads, Sandy Sluts, we're back.
We're back. You know what? Here's my thing. Honestly, like, we went from this yesterday's episode, which was like a carnival ride, to this that was like so all over the place, really intense. I don't know what type of ride they're taking us on.
I don't know either, but
I'm very confused.
A very large stop on this ride was a wedding.
Oh my gosh. How long was that wedding?
Fact that they, I don't think they cut any of it out.
I'm like, listen, I love love. I live for a wedding, but like, I don't necessarily need to see the entire ceremony of a wedding.
Here's
that
my
I
thing.
Am not, I don't know the people. You
Here's
know?
My thing. I love a wedding for the food and for the dancing and for the love.
Oh my gosh.
I do not love a wedding for the ceremony.
Oh, it's a good point.
And that's all
we got.
It's
a very good point. We had to watch the entire ceremony. The whole ceremony. Everything.
From them telling people to sit down.
To like the smudging ceremony. To everything. Like, we had to see everything. Like, listen, I love seeing a bride walk down the aisle. I like to see a teary groom. Like, that's great. Whatever. Your vows. And then a kiss. Even, let me give you an example, ABC. Even four weddings doesn't show the whole wedding. And the show on TLC
is about weddings.
But we watched a wedding for 20 minutes.
So obviously Crystal and Chris got a free wedding, but do you think they got paid for their wedding to air on top of everything? That's what I was curious about.
I was noticing a lot of sponsors floating around. I peep you, Anastasia, Beverly Hills.
That was a really interesting sponsor.
That was a big name floating around there.
So that, but also, like, what if they just paid for everyone's makeup and hair?
That's true.
Like, what if they just paid for everyone's glam? That's like a few grand.
But, like, no shade towards Chris and Crystal because don't know them, but I would imagine that, like, having a wedding on TV is something that they probably would want, yes?
I mean,
they did. Yeah. They do make a YouTube about their, like, adventures together.
They still do, Glitter and Goose.
I've checked it out.
I was actually curious about that. But yeah, I think they probably wanted it. It's got to be good for them to have it on TV. Plus, you do get a free wedding.
You get a free wedding, and trust, weddings are not cheap.
However, I don't know if that's the kind of free wedding that I would want.
You mean people screaming at each other with cameras everywhere? Actually, no, I would love that wedding.
Yeah, but they weren't a part of it.
I'd be
really.
Like, it's entertainment just for all my guests. Enjoy.
I would want to be in the center of it. However, other people stealing my spotlight.
That's true.
Like,
that's true. Be like
making out and then the camera's
zooming
in on them.
You know what I would have been pissed at hardcore? What? Was later on in the episode, we see all of the girls talking about how Angela stole the show. And if I was Crystal, I'd be like, excuse me.
I'm
Number
sorry.
One, recognize she looked Crystal looked unbelievable, and
yes,
she did not get the credit she deserved. So everyone needs to chill out with the whole Angela thing and give the bride her dues.
Yes.
Okay. It's her day. Talk about how beautiful she is, because she did look absolutely amazing.
She did look quite stunning.
And she stole the show, not Angela. So bye-bye.
Yes.
Yes. Also, before we get into the beginning of the episode, which was quite a doozy.
Okay, so they haven't done a video in 5 months. Sorry, had to just check on where their YouTube career
fell. Where did it crumble? So obviously later on in this episode, we're going to be getting into the Derek JPJ debacle. And with all of this going on, I've been seeing numerous things on social media. I actually did a little bit of digging myself, but we're kind of wanting to wait to see everything come to the surface and like get into.
We always talk too soon.
We talk too soon. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to vacuum all the info that we can get over the next few days after this wild episode and then chat about it on
Monday's
episode.
I don't even
know
if there's going to be that much crazy tea. I feel like John Paul Jones was kind of pulling shit out of his ass, though.
I feel like, yeah, I'm wondering.
I mean, he kept talking about, like, this is all just content for his podcast.
And I was like, it's a genius idea. Correct. Yes, it will help The Bachelor. The Bachelor. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But also I think he might be like really. I don't know. It seems a little bit of a stretch.
It felt like a stretch. Also,
well, like John Paul Jones didn't say anything about Derek until suddenly Derek goes after the girl that he likes.
That was one of my notes. Also, it's like, well, welcome to Bachelor Nation. Everyone gets famous and then has something going on. Like,
everyone's got something to plug.
Like everyone literally has something to plug. Yes. Everyone.
Yes.
The only person, well, no, even Wells, I was going to say. I'm like, now he's set up with his badass fiance, but he's got his podcast and all his stuff.
Well, and obviously there's a reason he's still bartending in Paradise. It's not just because he loves, but also
his fiance is like a diehard Bachelor fan, so she probably lives to see him on
although
the show.
I remember like last summer she was like, wow, really, like Wells is gone for 5 weeks for me and this is all we see of him, and it's like, okay. Okay, girl, the show is not about your boyfriend.
Even though I will say, so sorry, Sarah, not coming for your man, but if I was on the show, I would go straight to Wells the bartender and be like, let's chat, honey.
Because I'm about to break both of you up right now.
Because I find him to be the best person on the beach.
I'm about to be Rebecca Homewrecker right now, and I'm about to wreck you home.
He's cute, he's smart, he's funny, he's talented. Everyone else can leave.
I don't know. I didn't watch him on JoJo's season, so I've actually literally... Was it JoJo's?
I don't remember now.
I think so.
Wow, my brain.
I've literally only seen him on Paradise.
Listen, he did not get his due time. He is so funny and so quick and talented. He's one of the good ones, guys.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Want to get into it?
Yes.
So, okay, we were left off last episode with
a dun-dun-dun conversation.
Dean taking Kaylin to the beach. Becca,
is it
going to
be a birthday surprise? Is he going to break her heart? Looks like it's the latter.
I mean, dude.
Well, okay, so this is really interesting.
Her birthday! Wait a few hours. Just a few.
I mean, the whole interesting thing about this is as I was making these notes, it was 45 minutes before I saw the ending where the preview shows that he shaves his mustache and comes back.
And I was yelling at you the whole time.
He's gonna come back.
I just felt like they were setting it up a little bit because she was like all of a sudden happy with her guy Connor.
Literally 24 hours, probably 18 hours later.
Like the mustache shave. I didn't understand. Yes. So anyways, continue. You were writing your notes.
No, I just think it's interesting because I didn't see the preview.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, well, we know he comes back for her.
Well, but then like, it's just like, are you just trying to be dramatic? Like, I don't understand. He regrets his decision immediately. Like, when we saw him driving off, I did say to you, it seems to me like he does seem genuinely upset about it. But then you reminded me of how he was with the whole Christina situation last time.
Yeah, of course. Like, he was talking about D'Lo and Christina the whole time, too.
Yeah, like, so I don't know.
Well, okay. It's funny because he is always jokingly fucking with her, like, we need to talk. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm like,
and now he's like,
weird.
I need to talk again. Also, he talked to her like 3 times in the period of 24 hours and was kind of like, one of them was like, I don't know. And the other one was like, happy birthday, you mean the world to me. And the other, now this one's just like, I gotta go, bye. But also, why did he give her the rose like 5 minutes before? Was he trying to give her the rose so she could stay and then being like, okay, here's your rose, now I'm gonna go?
Well, let's go over this conversation because
yes,
I find it very interesting given the context of him coming back. And it just makes me wonder, did he plan on coming back?
I don't know. He did a weird job if he did plan on coming back. Like, he said some stuff that I feel like kind of would bury him a little
bit. So that's what I mean. I'm like...
So he changed his mind that quickly?
Because he literally, basically... he basically said, I don't want to propose to you, bitch. He was like...
Well, he literally started it with compliments. He was just like, you're the most amazing woman, da-da-da. And I was like, oh, gosh, he is pulling her aside to, like, give her, like, a love speech. And, like, it's your birthday, so I'm going to tell you how I really feel. And then just katana'd it.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. He basically was just like, there's no way I'm going to get to where you want to be at the end of this. Like, there's no, I mean, he really emphasized that.
Yeah.
He was like, there's no way. So I'm saying it right now. If he proposes to Kaylin at the end of this thing, I'm going to riot. Cause that's just like the biggest crock of bullshit.
No, that'll be ridiculous. Like, they're going to have to get to a point. First of all, if she accepts him, which she will, I'm sure, because clearly she's like the most into him out of everybody.
Totally.
Even though she said that she was waiting for Connor the whole time on the beach.
We'll get to that.
But But I think that if he comes back, yeah, I can see them maybe being like at the end of it saying like, I'm ready to have a girlfriend.
Well, remember even with Winter Games, yeah, when he acted like he was going to propose and it was a house key.
Oh my God. Dude, this guy, I love him. I love him for the entertainment. I think he's a smoke show.
I like him as a person.
So I enjoy looking at him. But like, this is not the type of person who should be on a show about getting married. Like, I don't get it.
I mean,
he's not ready to get married.
I know that. Well,
I know.
See, but we say that because it's like most of the people on Colton's season, you know, are 21. Like, I don't think like a lot of them, not that it's an age thing, but.
Well, I don't think that a lot of people are ready to get married, yeah, but they're not like so blatantly over and over again, like, I'm not ready to get married.
Right. We've seen this like time and time and time again over the course of like four seasons now.
The show's about getting married, even if you're faking all of it. And Dean's just like, yeah, not ready, never ready, not ready.
This is literally his fourth show.
Yeah, and they keep bringing him back. It's just kind of like he's like the exception to the rule for Batch Nation. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll get put through the ringer for this, maybe.
Well,
but if he ends up with Kayla, no.
Unless that, oh my God, Becca.
What?
What if that's, what if that's why he came back? What if
because
he,
he's worried what if about he, getting all put of a sudden, through the ringer?
Yeah, all
again?
Of a sudden he says no, and then he's gone for like half of a day, and he starts panicking, and he's like, I'm going to get torn to shreds, so I'm gonna come back and save my ass because it's not worth it.
Probably a little bit of both. I would be willing to bet that like he's both worried but then also probably does like Kaylin. I don't know, but he just made it so clear. Like, he was like, there was no way that we're gonna fit into each other's lifestyles.
That was the big one. Yeah the lifestyle, not ready for what you want.
I believe you could do better, which I don't think that he actually thinks that.
No, of course not. I'm sure he feels like he thinks very highly of himself, which, I mean, whatever. Props to you.
Me too.
I think you're a babe. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he says he feels slimy making the decision for her. And she's just like, well, yeah, I mean, you're making, like, this is like, it's the weirdest thing ever, because he literally was telling her, this was my biggest beef with the whole conversation, is he was telling her that the way I feel about you now is so intense and we're vibing so hard that in 2 weeks it's going to make it even harder when I have to imminently end this.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it wasn't even that he wasn't going to propose to her. It was like, this is going to end. I just need to let you know this, so I'm going to do it now.
Because remember, like he said in last episode, you're the only girl here that I want to be with. Like, it was literally just like, while I'm here, I'm good with you. So, like, as soon as the 2 weeks are done, I have to break up with you because, like, I'm a wild free bird. Like, let me roam around the US of A. And he literally is just like, and then that's when she's saying, well, I just don't understand why do you have to leave? Yeah, what about we just keep getting to know each other and then we'll figure it out? Like, why are you having to make the decision? That's when he made that comment, like, it feels slimy that I'm making the decision. It's like, well, yeah, you're kind of putting it on her, saying, like, I'm doing this to protect you.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want you to go.
But then at the same time, it's like, but maybe he's making it very clear that he just doesn't want to be in a serious relationship, period. So
I just wish he didn't just be straight about it. Just be like, I regret coming here. I don't want to be in a committed relationship. Yeah. And I'm clearly like, I'm not into you enough to like pull the trigger being in a relationship.
And he kind of just made this like half-assed thing of like, he should have just straight up admitted, like, I can't be in a relationship and I don't know why I'm here.
He kind of made it about her, where he's just we're just going to fall more and more in love with each other. And then we're going to just be more devastated when I have to rip your heart at the end of this and go hook up with other women.
But you know what, Jess? For the sheeple of Bachelor Nation, I think that if he had been honest, people would have flipped their lids even more so than they're going to right now.
Really, you think so?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, this scum, he admits that he went on, like, for no good. Like, he didn't want love.
Wow. You're probably right. That just is so crazy to me. I'm always just like, let's be honest. Like, you can do stupid ass things and still be honest, but I'll always appreciate someone who's just more straight up. And
me too. But we've also gotten plenty of disagreements with other people, other viewers, because of this.
Very
you know, because we're like,
true.
I'd rather than just come clean. People are like, they're scum.
I would love
clean.
Someone to just literally like moonwalk onto the beach in paradise and be like, I'm here for the money. I'm here for the fans.
I'm here for the Vanity Planet sponsorships. Ooh, yeah. Swipe up.
I'm gonna hook up with you and tell you that I like you, and then I'm gonna break all your fucking hearts. I mean, I just would live for that.
Or
I'm here to get engaged, so we have an Instagram relationship. We'll get twice the followers if we end up engaged.
Dab on him. dab.
This is so stupid, but it's so true. I would love that. So, okay.
Speaking of.
Yes.
I'm skipping ahead to the wedding invitation. There's a little thing of John Paul Jones sobbing about Tayshia, but we can talk about all that with the Derek shit.
Well, but we do have to, though, talk about the fact that, well, first of all, Dean left, but then we see Kaylin. Well, Dean just pieces out quietly. No one really says goodbye to him. There's a car waiting, so clearly he had...
It's been running.
He'd called his Uber a hot minute ago and was just like, excuse, I am going to be ditching...
I'm surprised they didn't just have his camper van just parked outside waiting for him.
That would have been so iconic.
And he just drives off. He's honestly, going, I'm going traveling in Mexico. What? Why didn't they do that?
That would have been so much better. That would have been so iconic. I would have been completely, I wouldn't even been mad at him anymore. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
He's like, honestly, I have a surf trip down in Cancun.
The reason I actually came to Paradise is because I was just trying to get free flight out here, you know, because this beauty costs a hot buck to
ship.
They
drove my van across the border.
You know,
from
they really
LA.
Hooked
they
it
brought
up.
It all the way down here.
It's all about saving money for gas. ABC. This thing chugs, man. This is not a Prius, you understand?
These Broomate ads are not going to cover my gas for long.
Shade.
I mean, for real though, for men, like, you can only keep up your, I'm not throwing shade at the sponsorship stuff, but it's like the guys got to get pretty desperate because they can only make money for so long.
Oh my gosh, you're so right, because it does,
because they're men marketing to women. It's not the same effect as like me selling something as them.
I would love if some of these boys did like you know, ads for like Third Love and just threw the bra on themselves.
Yeah, although I don't know if it's very convincing. Entertaining, yes.
No, but I'd be entertained like for days. I just want to see some of them, you know, you put yourself out there. They have these sponsorships that they're like, what about you try on our bra and underwear and you post a photo of yourself in our bra and underwear? What about these men put themselves out there wearing the underwears?
Did you see Ben Higgins' FabFitFun ad where he was wearing, do you know what I'm talking about? The paper face mask? Well, we'll continue talking, but I will be bringing this up because it is fabulous, fit, and fun. it's so good. Anyway, but...
Okay, so the next day, Kaylin is absolutely devastated.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I feel her, man. Like, she's just sobbing, doing her makeup. She is, like... I also did notice they did do a fun little edit as she's crying about whatever. She is bringing up how Dean blindsided her, and you can fully hear them edit in. Blake did some pretty messed up things.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
added
yeah,
that,
I
fully
that
added
too.
That in. Like,
I noticed that too.
I'm pretty sure at this point she seems over all of the.
I mean, she's always sitting next to Blake like all the time.
Yeah, even though when he did like try to comfort her, she was just like, "Don't touch me."
Yeah,
but like in general, they seem fine, which then also makes sense to me why when she posted on her Instagram a couple weeks ago, like, Blake, you knew this was all going to like blow over pretty soon. Like, it seems that way.
Even though Blake still keeps getting raked through the coals, dude, man.
Blake is
not
really
to break.
Blake is really paying the price for all of the travesties. Oh no, she's showing me the FabFitFun ad. Oh God, it's so horrifying.
I'm showing Jess photo of Ben. You can scroll through. It's from August 2018. It's of Ben Higgins with a terrifying foaming face mask holding a FabFitFun box.
I don't understand why he's doing a fab. Oh my God, it's so scary.
I loved it personally.
I mean, I do love, like,
I
work the ads,
I was
honey.
Crying laughing.
Get your buck.
I loved it. Okay, anyway.
So yes. We have Blake trying to console Kaylin sitting next to her. Then across the table, we have JPJ, who's crushed about the whole Derek thing.
I've been looking for my wife since I was 18.
I know. He was just, ugh. And then Demi seems, they bring up the fact that Derek and Tayshia are chatting. And Demi seemed a little bit like,
I felt like they maybe, so you thought she seemed maybe slightly salty?
I don't feel like she seemed salty at all. I felt like she seemed a little bit like, I don't know. Even when you...
Like, what?
Well, she did like him, and even though she did choose... She chose Christian, so, like, that's, you know... But, like, there's... But still, you like somebody, like, you know, 48 hours ago. You're still going to be a little bit, like...
You think she liked him that much?
She seemed to like him at... Not, like, nearly close to how much she likes Christian, but, you know, she seemed to vibe with him.
I thought... You could be right. I thought they maybe just caught her at a weird...
They might
like,
have.
At a weird moment.
She also had a little bit of like that face on the whole episode. She's a little serious queen lately.
True.
She hasn't been so
smiley. We have no idea what's going on with her and Christian.
We have no idea.
At all.
Show us this. You're going to bring Christian on. Show us their relationship. It's obnoxious. I want to see what's going down.
I'm sure we'll have... I've noticed that with Paradise, they kind of sequester their relationships into different episodes because they can only show so many people at once.
It would be bouncing all over
the
place.
So I'm sure like next week they'll have a whole episode to themselves because it kind of seems to be organized that way.
So next we see JPJ literally sobbing, like sobbing for so long. Blake is attempting to comfort him.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't have much to say about it because like John Paul Jones' whole behavior was like really just kind of weird and disappointing and crazy this episode. So I only have so much sympathy for him.
I don't know how I feel. I'm very torn.
I mean, only the day before he was like, I know that he's found out he loves Tayshia now or whatever.
Yeah.
But just the day before he was like, rubbing, you know, he had his hands all over Haley's ass. So it's, I can only take him so seriously, especially then when he starts to attack. He has misplaced emotions.
Yes.
And like
now what makes me
displaced anger towards Derek.
It makes me a little like nervous then because of like how much obviously it seemed to me, obviously like it was displaced and he was just exploding at him because
upset. He seemed to be chill with Derek before.
That was the thing. It's like you seemed to be friends with Demi. And when Demi was with Derek, you weren't saying anything. So why wouldn't you say like, why? I don't get that. But he's clearly upset about the Tayshia thing because he's legit like hyperventilating, sobbing. And then my favorite part of this whole thing was he's literally just like, and Blake like keeps kind of patting his back awkwardly and has to keep going back because the crying keeps starting. And then at one point Blake goes, so is this about Tayshia?
No, this is kind of why I still have a soft spot for Blake. Cause he also goes, it feels good. It's good to let it out, man. He was just trying to get him through it.
I didn't feel kind of bad for Blake in this whole episode. He was just getting, like you said, just raked through the coals. You're just like, oh my gosh, this guy can't catch a break.
At the wedding, Kevin and Astrid are like, you should go home.
Oh.
No, you should fully just send yourself home.
He was just like with the sad Charlie Brown music.
Like, oh, really?
In the background. Okay. He was just like, man, I did not expect it to go this way.
Jeez. Okay, let's get to the wedding.
Tayshia, yeah, Tayshia finds this gigantic present. This is
honestly,
like,
at first I thought it was from John Paul Jones.
So did I.
I thought it was like a box, a token of his affection.
I was
affection.
Just like, oh, he shaved his head. All his hair's in there, 100%. And then, no, you know, it was very elegantly wrapped. And inside, they're all invited to Goose and Crystal's
wedding of the century.
So Clay's immediately nervous because he's just like, knows he's going to have to see Angela.
And I know now why he's nervous after watching all
understand.
That shit go down.
Yes. At first I was kind of like, no, oh, this is going to be over dramatized, but no, I get it.
He's a little nervous.
He feels bad. He says that Angela will have to see him and Nicole.
I mean, he's very sweet.
He's very sensitive. Now listen, through this whole thing with him and the whole Angela and Nicole drama so far, I understand where there are peace, like I would, if I was in Nicole's shoes, I'd be the exact same way. How, like, I would feel the exact same way that Nicole feels. And then I also understand being in Clay's position and being like, this was someone I was with for a while. I still care about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough situation because it's like,
you have a soft spot as long as they haven't like fucked you over.
Well, and especially like very recently, like, and like you said, he's a sensitive guy. Like I could imagine myself going somewhere. And if I was recently dating somebody or I've been in that situation before and you worry, I was with a guy before I was with Evan, or in between or whatever. And I saw him 2 months after. And I remember Evan and I got into almost the same exact fight because I went and talked to him and I felt bad for him. I wasn't interested in him at all anymore, but I cared about him.
Yeah. And you also don't want to be like Blake and just like ignore the person and
pretend
they're not there.
Cause
that's also a really shitty move.
So it was a really kind of tough situation.
Cause you got to acknowledge it, but you don't. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Okay, so the wedding.
The wedding, batch alumni for all the world to see.
Yes.
We have Kendall and Joe, cutie pies.
Uh-huh.
Kevin and Astrid, who I'm a fan of. And then there's a lot of rant Brie from
Colton
season. So
I actually have a theory about this. Remember on that horrible... the horrible intro into Colton's season, the very first night, how they had all the live viewing parties. Yeah, Crystal and Goose and Brie were all like involved in the same location of the viewing party. So I think that's why she got invited.
That makes total sense. That makes total sense.
Yeah, whole smorgasbord of people.
We see Brooks from Desiree's season. Oh, he enters later, but
yeah, he just made a little cameo. Is he gonna show up on the beach?
Brooks was like dreamy.
Also, why is
city
he hanging out with Connor though? Also, why is everyone obsessed with Connor?
Yeah,
well, he personally is not my type.
He's not my type either, but I get why all the girls. He seems like a real big sweetheart.
He does. He just seems very. Yeah, I've been overusing this word, but he seems very vapid.
Yeah, the other day when you used it, we were like, is this correct? And then you nailed it.
Yeah, I can't imagine having an interesting conversation with him personally.
I think it's the voice. I think he might be able to have interesting convos, but it's the very, maybe, very surfer voice.
He kind of looks like he just walked out of like an Aeropostale ad, though.
He does.
You know, it's just not my thing.
What? We saw Tia, and I had to ask you, B, were you so offended that you... Listen, Tia and Goose hooked up for a second. Why aren't you there?
Why aren't I there?
Yes.
I wasn't on Paradise ever. Tia was on Paradise.
Wasn't on Paradise, but she's friends.
No, but she's friends. They invited her personally.
All I'm saying is that...
Don't worry, Jess. I'm not really bummed out about missing that wedding.
I know you're not bummed out, but I wanted your eyes there. You know what I mean? I wanted you in the bushes.
I talked so much shit on Raven, and she was there.
Yes.
I also talked so much shit. I still talk shit on Chris, the groom. Still talk shit on him constantly. So kind of understand that choice. Still don't like him.
Very true. I see your point.
Well, but also it's kind of funny because like Becca was there and Chris is like horrible on her season.
Yeah, Becca's there.
Absolutely horrible.
But and then Tia and him had that weird hookup on Paradise. So
yeah,
that
and
was
he
weird.
Was horrible to her.
Yes, I don't understand. So I was very confused at some of the choices that were made.
Love smooths over all, Jess. Engagement smooth
that's,
over
that's
all.
That's very, very true. That's all very right. True.
Well,
so... We have to take a moment because I'm so excited to talk with you all again about this company and product. I know a lot of the broads ordered it after we chatted about it last week, and I'm really excited for you all to try it. I am talking about O-Shot, the CBD arousal oil from the amazing female-run team at Omax Health.
Here at Chatty Broads, we believe that everyone deserves a satisfying sex life, whether you're completely single or in a 30 plus year marriage, but sometimes things like a busy day from work or kids, hormonal changes, a low libido, a lot of factors can make it really hard to get things going down there when you need it most. The O-Shot is a luxurious arousal oil that instantly heightens sensation and arousal with an all natural blend of 8 botanicals and full spectrum CBD. Just apply it to intimate areas and you'll experience erotic tingling and warming sensations, enhanced lubrication, and increased sensitivity. It's also delicious and fully edible.
It is fully edible. And like Becca said last week, this formula is 100% pure with absolutely no chemicals. Most arousal oils are synthetic and have weird tastes or smells and are packed with additives. Not O-Shot, my broads. Becca and I both have sensitive bits, and lubes and oils can really cause us a lot of irritation. Both of us love this arousal oil and have only had amazing experiences with it. No irritation.
No,
just satisfaction.
None at all, actually. And I was surprised. Whether you're single or looking to spice up your relationship with more satisfying sex, all vaginas can benefit from a more enjoyable orgasmic experience. With Omax's O-Shot, it comes to the rescue and provides heightened sexual sensations, which can give you the instant and long-lasting satisfaction you've been looking for. I just can't stop tripping over my words. And it's 100% safe and natural. Remember, go to omaxhealth.com chattybroads.com today and enter code chatty to take advantage of this incredible savings. That is O-M-A-X, O-M-A-X, health.com and enter code chatty to get 20% off O-Shot and all Omex products site-wide.
You know what else provides me great satisfaction?
What?
That special box. That box that retails for $49.99 but always has a value of over $200. That box that Ben Higgins loves. It's FabFitFun!
Wow, I thought we were singing.
I'll sing it with you right now.
FabFitFun! Always horrible. But FabFitFun is always wonderful. It's a woman's lifestyle subscription box that's filled with full-size, premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season. They take the hassle out of shopping to find the latest and greatest and do it for you.
And also, each box is customized to your specific interests. So my box is going to look different than Becca's box. My box might even look different than my mom's box. And speaking of our boxes, the 2019 FabFitFun box is on sale now. I actually have been diving so hard into some of these fall box products. The eye masks are amazing.
I already tried them. Love them.
Amazing. And I'm obsessed with the little brow and eyeliner kit.
I didn't get that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh my God. It's so good for travel.
But I did to get a charcuterie board.
Yes. And that was also fantastic. But it's just tiny little travel eyebrow eyeliner. Perfect. It's compact and works wonders. And oh, the little hair towel takes care of my locks. Okay. It's perfect.
These boxes sell out really fast, so make sure to sign up for yours today. And we, of course, have a deal for our broads. Use coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
Okay, so when we're at the wedding, we talked about Brooks and Connor. So Connor shows up and Kaylin is immediately like, homegirl is so depressed the entire time. I completely understand it. But
yeah,
then
who
Connor
wants to go
walks,
to a wedding right after they've gotten dumped?
Yeah, literally worst case scenario.
Horrible.
And then Connor walks in and she is very excited to see him.
Oh, yeah. She goes from heartbroken to saying she's been waiting for Connor all along.
Now, I have a question about Kaylin. Do you think that specifically with the boys on Hannah's season, she feels a little more confidence because she might assume that a large portion of them were going on the season assuming it would be her?
Sure.
I feel like all of a sudden I was thinking about her with the boys and the ones that she has been able to kind of like Mike and Cam and now Connor kind of like move around are the ones that were, you know, on Hannah's season and she's been pretty confident with, probably
totally
guessing
that.
They thought, I mean, I think a lot of us thought Kaylin was going to be the Bachelorette.
I don't know if I actually, I don't know. Yeah, I guess we did.
I was convinced she was going to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah, I guess they were really setting her up for that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So inside the wedding, we have quite a conversation.
Which conversation is that that you're alluding to?
Well, I'm talking about right before the ceremony started and JPJ sat down with Tayshia. With producers, he was saying that Derek's this creepy guy coming back to the high school reunion. I will not allow Derek to swoop in and take Tayshia away.
But why is he creepy? Because he's been on the show before?
I guess maybe he's like older. I was very confused at this point.
Yeah, Dean's been on more. Yeah.
Also, when he was talking about like taking Tayshia away, I was just like, sweet JPJ, like one of your biggest things that you like about Tayshia is her intelligence. She can, you know, manage herself. Like,
yeah, I don't know. This episode really turned me off to JPJ.
I agree, but I also am waiting for a bomb to drop.
About Derek, do you think?
I don't know. I have a little bit of info.
Do you?
Yeah, just a quick little search.
But, I mean, I still have the issue with John Paul Jones, because then why didn't he say anything about Derek before? Now suddenly he's worried about, like, the well-being of a woman now that it's threatening his relationship.
Yes.
Like, why didn't he call Derek out
when he was with
when
Demi?
He already knew this shit? Or, like, just in general.
Yeah.
Like, why is he now, all of a sudden he feels threatened and now he's coming at him?
Yep.
It's really weak.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, he tells Tayshia that
girl is not having it and I do not blame her.
No. He's just like,
no, I'm not going to talk to you about this.
Yeah, he's declaring his feelings for her and that Derek's the wrong guy for her. I loved it. She was just like, I can't do this right now, John. But she does say that, and I love how she calls him John. She's like, John.
Everyone has started calling him John. Have you noticed that?
Well, he introduced himself at the wedding as John Jones.
Interesting. He's rebranding.
A man of many faces. She did, though, say, which I wasn't sure after the episode yesterday, if she was just like full throttle Derek. She did tell JPJ, she's like, I'm interested in Derek and I'm also interested in you.
She seems like she's pretty interested in just Derek.
But I also feel like she is pretty straight. She's a pretty straight shooter. I feel like she would have been pretty direct with John Paul Jones and been like, I'm feeling Derek, not you. It's time for you to go.
Good point. You're right.
I mean, you could be right. It's just she's been pretty straight.
I think that's a really true point.
I feel like maybe her head and her heart.
I think maybe she's just exploring. I mean, it's been like what, one day with Derek?
It's paradise. She's exploring.
It's been one day with Derek. She hasn't. She hasn't.
Like I said, I think she might be the only one who's kind of doing it right.
Totally.
Okay.
So let's talk a second about Angela, because Angela comes walking down that aisle looking smug AF.
Okay,
sister. No, I don't like her.
I don't like her. She just had an, you know, God bless. Maybe it's just like a resting bitch face and it's unintentional. But like there was that look. And like the girls were saying, when she walked down the aisle and she had that face, and also she knows she's showing up on Paradise the next day. Mm. So there's this kind of like powerful moment of like, here I am looking hot, walking down the aisle. I'm showing up in Paradise tomorrow and I'm going to ruin you. You know what I mean?
Or just try to get him back, which is what I kind of just don't have respect
for. I mean, like ruin Nicole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Clay.
No.
Yeah.
It was not. Oh, gosh.
I already have a bad taste in my mouth because I feel like she's the reason why Clay had me blocked for a few months.
True.
I can't get that out of my head.
Yeah.
Assuming it was her.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he just doesn't like you.
Totally possible. But I'm unblocked now.
Yeah,
now
that's the weird thing. Do you know when you got blocked, unblocked timeline-wise?
No idea.
Okay, that's too bad. No idea.
I think I've only looked him up twice in the past year. And the first time was to figure out I was blocked. And I was like, oh, interesting. Oh,
sad.
Yeah, and then the second time was to check if I was still blocked, and I wasn't.
Hmm.
Like I said, it could have been about the Leo thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just gonna continue to guess that
Let's
it's Angela.
Say it's her.
What a bitch.
Yeah, no, but I mean, vibes for sure though.
Yeah, I wasn't vibing the face walking right down the aisle.
No, I just have to say about the wedding in general, I would not want a wedding on Paradise.
No, I definitely wouldn't either.
I heard that they were only each allowed like to invite a total of like 30 people of their actual friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
of their actual like family and friends. And I the bet, rest of it was just like bachelor
had,
people.
I bet they had another quiet wedding somewhere. That's what I would do.
Well, they said that's what their engagement party was kind of for.
Oh,
she was wearing a dress and I thought she got married when I saw on her Instagram. But apparently they were like, no, we really wanted to do this with all of our friends and family. So the ceremony was just kind of like a bachelor pageant.
I would be very much like, you know, as many weddings as possible. Celebrate me as many times.
Of course.
Yeah, I do have to say, and I need to now look it up. I didn't get the name, but the guy who sang whatever song that was and the guy who sang, I'm sorry, I am not a huge Goose Crystal fan. I am not a country music fan. I was legit crying. The words, I couldn't handle. I couldn't handle it.
I thought you already knew the song because when you were talking about it, you're like, I love this or something. I thought you already knew it.
I literally was just like, this is the most beautiful song I have ever heard. Like, oh my God.
It's pretty sweet.
It was so beautiful. And he just had a fantastic voice. I'm going to have to look him up later and listen to that song on repeat.
Do you know that's what they are always trying to do, these people who get on The Bachelor? So this guy really did it well.
For me now. I'm like, I have a feeling maybe though he was actually famous.
Maybe.
Because
maybe.
He was just too good.
It was pretty great.
What if it would have been Jed? That would have been a great move.
Oh, God. That gave me anxiety.
Like the quote-unquote villain, two villains getting married and then another villain playing the guitar and singing.
I still can't believe that Dylan hangs out with Jed.
I know.
You brought this up earlier and it still blows my mind.
I know, but Dylan crops Jed out of his photos.
Which is, like, smart. Even worse, though. Like, that makes me like Dylan even less. the fact that he can't even own up to being friends with a shitty person.
So much shit. I love it because Jed posts the full photos and then like Dylan posts the cropped version.
Like that's some pussy shit. If you're gonna like stand behind your shitty ass friend, take the heat.
Yeah.
Fucking take it.
Be like, yeah, my friend sucks and I love him anyway.
Totally. Like I stand behind him. Jess, if I did something bad and you started cropping me out of our photos together, but we were still friends, like
we would equally suck. If you sucked and I started cropping you out of my photos, we would equally suck.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, don't worry. If you start to suck, I'll just
post
more around. Photos of us together.
Just you start posting photos of just me. I love Becca.
Glamour shots of just your face.
Huge text paragraphs.
Weekly Becks. Still
behind you. Oh my God.
Okay, so Chris Harrison does the ceremony.
Crystal looks pretty.
She looks absolutely stunning. You know, I do have to make a quick comment and say they had the smudge pot cleansing. You know,
that's the producer. Yeah. That's Todd, who, oh man, I don't think I can say any of this shit. But let's just say I don't think that he was, during my season, never mind, I can't say this shit. But anyway, oh, Todd. I just thought it was very ironic that he was like a part of the ceremony.
Oh my gosh, my skin. I'm so interested.
But also, like,
well, okay, so a lot of people will like pour sand or they'll do whatever. Crystal is like, you know, a little homeopathic essential oils baby. So I'm assuming I've seen her smudge on her Instagram.
Which is
before.
Funny because I brought sage onto The Bachelor and she didn't have any sage. I brought sage.
Well, maybe she took a note from you.
Maybe and she did. Started, she was obsessed with her essential oils though.
But she's, you know, she's a healthy homeopathic lady, right? So I'm assuming that's why they did the saging.
Right.
Well, but everyone was like laughing at it and it was kind of bugging me. Like, let them sage them. Like, it is a beautiful practice and everyone's laughing and making fun of it. And and Chris Harrison's just like, you pure yet or whatever? Make some comment. I was like, you guys, this is their wedding. Like, come on. Just like.
Well, what was kind of bugging me was that actually white sage is an at-risk species and it's only supposed to be used in these select like spiritual ceremonies for like, you know, Native Americans like indigenous people who actually started using white sage first, and now of course being overgrown and is endangered because now people like Crystal and myself buy sage.
Oh no.
So stop buying white sage.
That's a PSA I needed to hear. I didn't know white sage, other types of sage, okay?
Well, people will do, let's see. People will do like floral smudge wands and like other herbs, so.
Okay, this is good for me to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I still don't like they were laughing at him. It was sad.
I thought it was kind of like, I thought it was fun. I thought that it was them sort of being tongue-in-cheek about themselves.
But I can never, but Crystal wasn't laughing, right? Like, they seemed kind of awkward, like, with, like,
yeah, but
I don't know.
But having a producer come in with the sage, like.
But do you think that they could control that?
Oh, I was thinking that they orchestrated it, like, with the sage.
Well, I'm thinking maybe, like, they said we'd like to do a sage ceremony instead of, like, sand or rope or whatever other people do. And then, like, the producer came up and did it and like everyone kind of started to laugh. It was sad.
But you also got to remember that half the audience knows who Todd is.
Oh, so maybe they're laughing at the fact that he's doing
probably
it.
A little bit of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably a little bit of both.
I was still a little angry. I was a little salty. It's a wedding. Respect it. Respect the ceremony.
They had no respect for the wedding. I mean, that Bachelor crew was just about to throw hands in the middle of the freaking
wedding. It was so rude.
Let's
all
talk
right.
for a second about a little comment exchange because you wanted to touch on it real quick.
Which comment?
Revenge Bodigan. She's lost so much weight.
Okay, I would absolutely like to get into this. I was so
take
after
it away,
after
boss.
after the wedding. We have a moment where, and I don't know if everyone caught it because it was quick, but Ashley, Kaylin, and twin Haley are sitting together and they're discussing Angela about how gorgeous she looks, blah, blah, blah. And then Haley makes some comment and is like, she has a revenge body. Like, she looks amazing. She's lost tons of weight.
Which, by the way, she hasn't. I'm looking at her from last July and homegirl looks fucking amazing. I'm showing Jess a photo right now. Like,
but that's my thing. Like,
what the fuck?
But let's just say she did look amazing beforehand, and she looks amazing now. Let's just say she, or I'm saying, let's just say she didn't lose a lot of weight, but they're thinking that she did. It's just, this is the type of shit that, like, Bachelor-wise really bugs me. Like, that they had, why did they keep that clip in?
Totally.
Like, this is a woman who's, she's on the fucking Bachelor. Everyone on the Bachelor is in a slim, slender body. We all know this.
Yes.
Like they don't, they're so non-inclusive with bodies on this show. Everyone has this like certain type of figure on the show, and then they're talking about how this woman who has one of those figures looks amazing because she has a revenge body and she's lost so much weight. Like, that shit, it just really,
it's just really upsetting to me, because I'm looking at these photos
oh
of
my
her
God.
From last year, and the fact that they're saying she's lost so much weight is really disturbing. And saying that, like, basically insinuating that she looks so much better now is, like, really upsetting.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm seeing these pictures, I'm doubly upset.
Like, sure, she looks like she's gotten toned, and maybe saying something like that of, like, wow, she's really looking toned. Like, Angela's looking great. That's totally different from saying, like, wow, she really, like, changed up her bod, lost a lot
it's
of
just,
weight.
It was, like, just upsetting to it was just upsetting to listen to a bunch of people who all have, like, similar figures talking about how much someone who also has a similar figure looks so good because she lost weight. And it's just, like...
Yeah, and even if they didn't have similar figures, like, leaving that clip in for The Bachelor and idolizing that kind of standard of beauty is really kind of gross and not very self-aware.
Yeah, I guess the similar figure isn't even, like, associated with it. I'm just more saying, like, all these women on the show have this, like, type of body. And it's not like, oh, like, you know, I don't know. It just pissed me off that we're idolizing this. And it's just like someone who already had this stereotypical type of body that went on The Bachelor is being talked about she looks good because she lost.
Don't understand, like you said, why they left that in.
No, that's, and I, okay,
for editing sake, why would they do that?
The only reason I would imagine they left it in is because they're trying to hype up the fact that, like, oh, Angela, what a hottie. Like, she's going to, and then she's going to bomb and drop like a bomb in paradise and pour Nicole, who's, like, you know, the bachelorette of paradise right now. But, like, the fact that they left the body clip in, it was just like, you guys have better taste. Like, come on. Revenge body.
Are we surprised? They literally won't cast anybody over 120 pounds.
So ridiculous.
All right. Let's get into the John Paul Jones thing, because it was just all over the place. I mean, he kept saying a lot of the same thing, but also tell us your tea.
Well, okay, so I started to dig into the Derek tea, because when we have John Paul Jones talking to Katie, he says that Derek's, all of a sudden we're getting a different spin on it, where he's saying Derek's full of shit. Now all of a sudden he's deciding to pursue Tayshia, and he says that Derek's told him numerous times that he reaches out to fans and takes advantage of them sexually, which is...
That's a pretty big claim.
That's a big claim.
Now, admitting that you've slept with fans is pretty different from, like, taking advantage of fans, because just because people want to sleep with you because you're famous doesn't mean you're taking advantage of
them. So that's a pretty intense thing to say about somebody. He then says that Derek has said that you can fuck some of the women that follow you.
That was the one thing where I was like, this doesn't seem to be coming out of nowhere. I found that a little odd.
Yeah, there were a few things that I found a little odd. There's a couple things in there that made me, like, kind of scratch my head, like, are these legitimate claims? Like, is Derek maybe, like, I don't think that, like, be saying that he takes advantage of people sexually is probably a correct, like, I doubt that. I mean, I don't know, but maybe the whole, like, having guy talk and being like, oh, you know, I've kind of fucked around. I don't know. It did seem a little out of nowhere. It feels like maybe they're, like, rooming together, and maybe they're having guy talk,
which I hate,
by the way, that phrase, guy talk. It's just dudes being douchey.
He was really grasping at things, though, when he was talking about, because Derek invited him to be on the podcast, that this is just all part of Derek's ploy to get content for the... That's what I thought was ridiculous. I'm like, obviously, John Paul Jones, he's just trying to be nice, like Derek said.
Yeah, or
trying
also,
to literally just hang out.
Or, like, also, he probably... guess what? If I was on Bachelor in Paradise, I'd be like, I'm hitting you all up for Chatty Broads later. Like, yes, I'm on the show, and I'm going to use my time on the show, and I'm going... He's part... Like, he has The Bachelor. Like, they do Bachelor recaps. Of course, he's stoked to be on the show and get the inside scoop for his podcast. Of course, he's going to have people come on the show.
I don't think that makes
him
like not there for the right reasons. It's just like, yeah, bonus perk.
Well, it's like how, like, all the other people on Paradise also, like we said earlier, have their own things going on.
Of course, everyone's got something.
Everyone does. Okay. So it's tough.
Portacia is, of course, like running into the corner crying because homegirl does not like to be a part of the drama.
No, and that's why she was like, I don't want to be part of John Paul Jones's drama. And then and she had said in a moment earlier, she was talking to Annalise, who was there. She had said in a moment earlier that she's more drawn towards Derek. But she's having fun and exploring. Yes. Oh, the word, exploring. Mm-hmm. There you go. So here's my Derek stuff.
Tell.
I had heard this about a week ago. A broad sent me some info. And she was saying that there were a few things that have been maybe forgotten in regards to Derek. Like, he's been getting now all of a sudden this edit where he's super sweet with the whole Demi situation and like so mature.
Okay.
But that there was a time when on Paradise last time when he was with Taylor, at some point he said like, fuck you to her or fuck that or whatever. And then Taylor pulled him aside and was like, said something, I believe.
Okay.
Yes, I remember.
All of this. And
yes. Where she pulled her aside and was like, what you're saying is triggering to me because I was in like an abusive relationship before. And he heard her and was like, I'm so sorry. So people are talking about that.
But I also remember I remember the context of that argument. And I remember being like, I remember Taylor just really, she was just flying off the handle. I remember it like that. And he was like, dude, fuck you. And it was like very much like in the moment, kind of argument.
Which I don't think it's good to say that to your partner at all.
I just do remember it being like a very kind of like, quote, normal interaction. Like, it seemed very par for the course in terms of like the kind of misunderstanding they were having. And it didn't seem like he was like, fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm not invalidating her, it being triggering for her, but I'm just saying.
And I don't
like,
find it appropriate for partners to speak that way to each other, but like, he did hear her out 100%.
Right. Well, right. I guess my point was not to invalidate her, but more like, I've been in arguments like that before and that kind of thing happens. You don't want to talk to your partner that way. Sometimes it does happen.
Yeah, sometimes I've slipped out and told Evan to like go fuck off before.
Yeah, totally.
Which I cried at his feet for later. I'm so sorry. You're so kind.
See, and I guess that kind of thing, it was more like if someone's directly like saying something about me in a fight that really hurts me, but if someone's like, fuck you, it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah. No. Well, so that was brought up, but okay, also. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted you.
Right after him and Taylor broke up, he posted a photo on Instagram. This is a while ago, obviously, that said, what you see when you look at old pictures with your ex, and it's a photo of him kissing a pig, which is extremely inappropriate.
Are we sure that was after him and Taylor? Because it has 15 likes.
I don't know if this is like a screenshot of another one, but it's floating around.
I think that's a really, really old photo. Not that it. I don't think. I remember when him and Taylor broke up and I was going back and forth between their different profiles.
Okay.
I definitely think this is like really old.
Okay.
This is not. I mean.
I don't know. I did see that. And
I know it's an inappropriate. I don't know.
Kissing a pig.
Yeah, people also do this like kissing a garbage can, you know? Like.
I know. And like, it's pretty screwed up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying those are the things that are floating around.
That is, to me, very light evidence against him.
Yeah. Those are the things that I've seen that were being discussed beforehand.
Okay.
The only other thing that I've heard is that right before he went on the show, he was dating for a hot minute. Oh, something like he was dating Olivia before and then hopped on Bachelor in Paradise or something. And then right away started dating Taylor. And then right before this, before this Bachelor in Paradise season, he dated Stephanie Pratt for a hot minute. But that's because, like, Wells and him are good friends. All the stuff that I've seen before this. Now, again, I don't know what's going to come out in the next couple days. But all the stuff that I've seen before this seemed like, minus, like, that pig photo was upsetting to me, if that is true. But yeah, anywho, that was what I could find. That was what I could find about him. I wasn't finding any sort of, like, again, at the time, any sort of, like, taking advantage of anyone sexually or anything like that.
I think the pig photo is ill humor,
bad taste, offensive.
I just see it as more of like a meme. Like, I don't think he's aiming it at Taylor. It's just like one of those things, like standing next to a garbage can.
I don't know.
All to say is this seems like very light evidence in what we've seen as overwhelming stack of good character.
Yes, I will definitely agree with that.
You know, Grayson has a picture of himself in cornrows dressed like who's that white rapper with the... he's really crazy.
Riff Raff?
Yes. Yes. Grayson has a photo of him in cornrows with Riff Raff, and people are like, that's culturally insensitive and like cultural appropriation. Yeah. It's like, yes. And am I lining this up in the chart of mistakes Grayson's made on the internet versus like who he's shown me to be in character? Like, come on, Derek. We've seen him time and time again. And the way he handled this stuff with John Paul Jones. Let's get into that.
Okay, so that was a huge thing for me, is how he was so calm with JPJ.
Did not take the bait at all.
No, didn't take it at all. And JPJ, so he literally comes at Derek, I need to talk to you, and just like yanks him aside and is just like a fury with him, asking about his intentions, talking about his podcast.
And he did it twice. He did it at the wedding and back at the ranch.
Uh-huh. He said that he uses his status to hook up with women who are infatuated with public figures. Name one thing that I've said that's false, Derek. Don't insult my intelligence, Derek.
And he said that both at the wedding and back at the paradise.
And Derek's trying to talk and he won't let him speak. And he's just like, say one thing that I'm saying that's false. And Derek's like, all of them. They're all false. Like, I don't know. He literally seemed, the first time around, he seemed in shock that this was all happening. The second time around, he seemed like he had a little more of his footing and was ready to talk to JPJ about it.
Yeah.
At this point, Crystal and Chris like end the drama by making a toast-ish type thing where they send half the people home and only the chosen are surviving.
This was ridiculous.
This was like so like this villain so evil
produced.
Move.
So produced. And if it was my wedding and they told me I had to do that, I'd be like, what the? No.
I'm like, do you know how shitty that's going to make us look?
But like you brought up, Angela is friends with, and also Crystal and Chris are obviously have no self-awareness when it comes to making themselves look shitty. Yeah. But like you said, they're friends with Angela.
So here's the tea though. Yeah, that's the thing. So we have Annalise, who's BFFs with Angela, who's at the wedding, who was in paradise, was removed a few weeks ago. She goes back home. She tells Angela about the whole Nicole thing. And then Angela, who's best friends with Crystal, talks and tells her that Nicole and Clay are seeing each other.
You know, the minute Annalise got in the... that's probably why we didn't see much of her exit, because she was immediately calling
Angela.
She's like,
get in my phone! And she's scrambling. So the fact the producers separated Clay and Nicole, maybe a production move, maybe also a move encouraged by Angela, Annalise, and Crystal.
Maybe all of the above.
Maybe
so
all
it
of
seems.
It above. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so intense. Let's take a moment before we get into this heavy business. You know, whenever we chat about this next sponsor, I think about Craig, which by the way, Craig will be coming back again soon after Bachelor in Paradise is over, because I'm not sure what we would have to do to get him to watch another episode
with
us.
We have to do a lot.
But you know, of course, the sponsor I'm talking about, it's Scentbird.
Dolce & Gabbana. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. It's a way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle, because let's face it, an entire bottle of a luxury fragrance Not cheap, Babel. With Scentbird, you can choose from more than 450 designer brands.
I've discussed how I enjoy being a woman of mystery when it comes to my scent. I don't want people to get too comfy, you know, want to keep them on their toes, so I switch my scent up a lot, aka I use Scentbird like nobody's business. I get a few at once, so 1 week I'm Versace, Bright Crystal. The next week, I'm Juicy Couture, Viva La Juicy. The next week, I'm Burberry Brit Sheer. Evan never knows who's hopping into bed with him. It's fantastic. And each scent comes in a sleek, sleek case that's stored super easily in a backpack or purse, and it contains 120 sprays, aka 4 sprays per day for an entire month.
And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today at scentbird.com/chatty. Only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/chatty and sign up for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/chatty for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing.
Okay, so once the apparently undesirables, on quote unquote, are sent away from the wedding, the wedding party ensues, and that's when, my goodness, Blake is just humdrumming around with his Charlie Brown music. Everyone is just like,
so dude, depressing.
I mean, he was just like, I thought that I got all the heat on the beach, and now I'm coming here, and everyone's just like, so heard about Stagecoach, so you should probably go home. And Blake's just like, so depressed by himself.
And you know what? Kendall said that there was so many conversations about Blake sleeping with everyone,
really,
at the wedding. Yeah, like that was the buzz in everyone's ears, was about Blake.
Still! Okay, so he goes, he's on the beach, all the shit goes down. He goes to the wedding, all the shit goes down. He comes back on to dry land, and the episode airs, and it gets even worse. Honestly, I feel like Blake's never gonna have sex again. Let's be straight. Never sleeping with anyone again. Oh my, not
except
worth
maybe
it.
Christina, his friend.
True.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So speaking of Christina, Connor is floating about, and not only is Kaylin interested in Connor, so is Christina.
Looks,
of course,
like our ladies have a type.
Looks like they have a type.
Wait, bitch, I forgot that Christina used to be with Dean. This is now three guys.
Oh yeah.
Christina and Kaylin for Dean.
Uh-huh.
Christina and Kaylin for Blake. And uh-huh, now Christina and Kaylin for Connor.
Yes. Yes.
That's insane.
They have very similar types.
That's insane.
I
mean, also, these are just kind of the hotties of Batch Nation. And Christina and Kaylin are kind of the hotties of Batch Nation.
Very
too.
True.
So
very
that's,
true.
That's also the...
Well, Connor's voice sounds just like JPJ's, except even more brought out, bro. And when he's talking to Kaylin, it's just like, you know, everything happens for a reason, though.
Like, he simultaneously is just entering into puberty and is still... You know, trying to, you know how junior high boys,
yeah,
just kind of like try to keep this tone so
it doesn't squeak out.
Doesn't squeak.
You know what I do have to say?
Sounds like that.
Connor does look like he's like 15. That man is going to age like a fine wine.
I'm sure he will.
Those boys that look young and he's tall and, oh, he's.
Maybe that's why I'm not into him, because to me he looks like maybe my junior high crush.
Yeah, I live for an older man, so definitely not my type, because he just looks too young.
Okay, but also he's kind of like Blake with like a very muscular body, mm-hmm, or Blake used to be muscular, I guess. I mean,
is
still
he not
is
anymore?
I mean, kind of.
I feel like they're
he was
kind of
dad bod and a dep.
Yeah,
but
I love a dad bod.
But Connor and Blake both seemed, their heads always seemed small to me in proportion to their,
yes,
large bodies.
They go hard with the gains. They go hard on the gains.
Yeah, and whenever I think of Blake and Connor, I just think of small heads.
Well, they do look actually very similar now, right, that you're saying that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Connor
and Kaylin are talking, and
Kaylin's dream man.
Kaylin's dream man. Apparently she's been waiting for him, which, okay, I could be very wrong, but I feel like she said something very similar about Mike and then very similar about Dean. If you're looking for like to have all the men's around you, you
know. She said since day one, I was waiting and waiting for Connor to come in. Like, I was waiting for him to.
Yeah. Which
that's a really weird thing to say, that, given the context of your recent breakup.
Yeah, and it definitely seemed like her and Dean were talking before. So, like, and then you were also hooking up with Blake. I don't know. I wouldn't have think that Connor was her guy.
Shady.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure.
Shady.
But they start macking real fast.
Let's get on to Clay and Angela's conversation.
Oh my goodness.
That's happening around the
same
time.
Well, before they have their conversation, Annalise and Angela are in the bathroom having like a laugh over Clay and Nicole's pain, apparently. And that was a hard little clip for me to watch. I'm not going to lie to you.
Evil.
Yeah. And then right before Clay and Angela speak, Clay makes some comment about like, my girlfriend's here. And Mike's like, that's ex-girlfriend.
Ooh,
Freudian slip.
So it's soon.
I know.
I get it.
But so when, so Clay and Angela have their conversation.
Now she does this thing that someone else said. Kaylin said it too. We didn't decide. You decided. And I'm like, yeah. That's how breakups usually work.
It's not typically mutual.
No. And even when people say it's mutual, it's usually not. It's saying it so they feel better about getting
dumped.
Luck
of the draw, you happen to both start to be like, yeah, this isn't going to work at the same time. Doesn't happen very often.
Yes.
You know, he's a sensitive guy asking her if she's, or he's asking if she's okay. And then talking about that guys are coming up asking if it's okay with him, if they talk to her.
Well, and Clay says like, I may have been selfish coming here. I'm like, no, you're not, Clay.
No, you guys
broke up with her.
And they broke up a few months before.
Yes.
Like, yes, they were in a serious relationship. Yes, maybe they were talking about marriage.
And then Angela says, too, about him, like, you said that you needed time to be by yourself. And I'm like, yeah, Angela, this is what everyone does when they break up with someone.
Yes.
It's not about you. It's about me. I just need me time. I need to figure myself out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's them letting you down easily.
Classic.
Just take it and go on about your merry way, please.
Again, in like Dean fashion, not most people are very straight up and go like, I just don't want to be with you anymore. You know,
yeah.
I wish more people did, but he probably, I don't know, he's a soft guy. He
but
probably
also
didn't
like
hurt
when you
feelings.
Love someone, it sucks to have to tell them that. You don't want to tell them that.
And so I feel like in my heart of hearts, and I could be so wrong about this, but I feel like with her showing up, I think he does genuinely like Nicole. I think he obviously still cares about Angela and he's a very sensitive guy. So I feel like having her on the show is going to drive him to probably leave, not because I think he's still in love with Angela, but I think that he
doesn't want to get caught up in all of that.
He doesn't
want to
get caught up. I'm imagining he's going to feel too guilty and shamed and horrible.
Yeah, confused.
Yeah, and confused. Like, here's a woman that I once loved, or apparently he never said I love you to her even, but a woman that I was with, and then a woman that I am starting to vibe with, whatever, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of drama. Oh,
yeah.
I feel so bad.
All right, well, so let's get back to the ranch.
So back at the ranch, JPJ is calling Derek the frat boy of Bachelor World.
Which I don't think there's very much more to say about that. It was kind of the same thing.
The only thing that I am confused about is that Derek is talking to Wells and he says that unbeknownst to him, JPJ was super into Tayshia. And I'm a little bit like, how didn't he know that?
Well, here's the thing. That might be a little bit of a stretch, but John Paul Jones also turned around after hanging out with Tayshia, went on a date with two girls after that.
Very true.
And also, it doesn't look like John Paul Jones has vocalized since the rose ceremony anything about Tayshia to any of the friends. So last we saw, he gave his rose to Haley. Right.
Well, he said that Derek brought up, like, you gave your rose to Haley.
Yeah.
And he was like, you went before me, though.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the option. But I'm wondering, is Derek at these moments when JPJ and Tayshia were having their little love fest, was Derek in the heat of all this Demi Christian stuff? Like, was he off with Demi alone?
Yeah, I'm sure. Always in interviews, I'm sure, too.
Yeah. Like, was he missing certain things?
And John Paul Jones doesn't seem like someone who's going to be a big talker to everyone in terms of, like, I don't think word would have gotten around to Derek that, like, John Paul Jones is, like, really upset and wants to, I don't know.
Well, if, I have to say this, if this whole situation is not true at all, if there is no fact behind what John Paul Jones is saying,
what,
I feel really fucking bad for Derek.
What exactly? What?
I'm just saying, let's just say JPJ is right, and Derek's been having these skeezy conversations behind the scenes.
It's before Parrot, I mean... Even if he's hooked up with his fans, like...
Oh, I don't care if he's hooked up with his fans. I'm talking about someone who's, like, behind, when the cameras are off, is kind of a sleazemeister. And is, like, playing a fake role to the camera, being, like, this really, like, you know... This guy who's going to say all the right things, and then when the cameras are off, when he's in the bunks with the guys, is going to be like, yeah, you know, I fuck around with my... Like, I don't know. I just don't like, you know, if we're not getting what we see or whatever, I just feel like if it's if it's not true, I feel really, really bad for Derek.
Yeah.
He's going to, then it's like he had to deal with the whole Demi and Christian thing. And now he's going to have to be made to look a certain way. Again, if it's not true, it really sucks. Like, yeah.
I really think John Paul Jones is like pulling a lot out of nothing. I really do.
Yeah. I will say I loved when JPJ like rolled up and was like, Wells, like, how are you? He's like, I'm good. Today I took the trash out. And then he starts going off on Derek. And Derek says, John, you're monologuing again. I was like, woo, that's a phrase I'm going to start using. Just not giving him the time to talk
no.
at all. So, yeah.
Next let's get day. In. Let's do, do we have anything else besides Connor and Kaylin's date?
I don't think so. Let's talk about Connor and okay. Kaylin's date for a second.
I didn't make a huge impression on me.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he
they brought in that weird guy from Burning Man to do their painting date.
Well, we did have the moment between Kaylin and Christina where we didn't know. There's competition. Christina's like, oh, great. And then he chooses Kaylin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, the Burning Man guy who tells them to paint with their bodies and they're rolling around in the paint.
I didn't see this one coming.
The paint is in their mouths and staining their bathing suits and they're making out with like paint tongues.
I was honestly just really impressed that when they were then sitting down 15 minutes later, I didn't see any paint in their ears or like anywhere on their body.
I know, it looked like it stained her bathing suit though.
They brought in someone with a power washer.
I know, seriously. So
I did notice though she did say, what did she say? Dean and I would never have worked. Like, we would have never.
Well, and that's when I was, like, looking at you going, Dean's coming back. The way that she was so, like, Dean and I wouldn't be this way. And she's telling him, like, Dean did this. And I'm just, you know, I'm glad that it's done and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, so he's coming back, clearly. She's making a lot of Dean declarations, which means he's coming back. They were making out. They seemed cute, but, like, definitely it was not her and Dean. There was not that, like, passion. And then, though, back at the ranch, Clay does have a conversation with Nicole about Angela.
Yes.
So Clay is saying that to a few others that he thinks that Angela was blindsided, and he seems a little thrown off. Tayshia is not pleased about what's going on. She says that she's bugged that he didn't introduce Nicole to anybody. She's didn't feel comfortable seeing him with Angela, and that Clay chose Angela over Nicole that last night, which I right away was saying to you, the best thing Clay could have done was just dipped out of the wedding and been like, I'm just going to go back with Nicole. Yeah.
I think he wanted a chance to like have that conversation with Angela, which I think is totally fair.
Yeah. Understandable. But it's just like, dude, it would have been so much cleaner. But when he's talking to when he is talking to Nicole about Angela, he's right away honest with her, says that they talked. He says that Angela said that he let her on. I mean, he's being really straight with Nicole.
Yeah.
And Nicole says that she's not worried. And then to the camera's like, I'm worried.
She said, I'm not worried at all. So I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah.
I don't think she has anything to worry about.
I think that she has something to worry about now that Angela showed up. Like I said, not because I think that Clay is going to fall in love with Angela. But I think Clay might leave. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a little stressful.
I don't think he wants to be in the middle of all that, and I can't really blame him.
No, and I feel bad for Nicole because she really seems to be falling pretty hard for him. And poor sweet girl keeps, like, having all these insecure moments, and she was finally feeling, like, really sure of herself, and now I feel like she's just going to... It's going to be struggle city. It's going to hurt.
I'm excited to see what happens because there is a lot of variables coming up.
There are a lot of variables. Dean's shaving a stash, like we said, and coming back. JPJ. JPJ and more Derek confrontations. Maybe we're going to get some more information. Poor Tayshia is going to be caught in between the two of them. And now the Clay and Angela thing. It's going to be a crazy next two episodes.
The couples are crumbling.
Paradise is destroying beneath our very eyes.
Now, I was waiting for Hannah G to get back with Blake, but I don't think that's happening.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Trage.
Too bad.
Too bad. I was looking forward to seeing Dylan cry some more. No, just kidding. That's actually the last thing I wanted to see.
No, let's just let them just float around. Let them float around the pool. Let her carry him around the pool.
Go, Go be pretty.
I also, quick side note, Demi's ending was everything after the credits when she was doing the Connor, Kaylin, Christina voiceover.
Whoever is editing that shit actually found clips where it looked like they were saying what she was saying is the kind of effort that I want to see more of.
It is what we need.
This is the kind of editing power that I want to see utilized on a regular basis.
Every time they talk, it's completely just chopped up. You just know everything's edited. I think Blake was the wrong choice for me. It's just like, oh God, okay.
Yeah, they like, somebody sends themselves home. It didn't even happen. They're like, wait, what? This is...
They're in different outfits in the
They're using CGI and stand-ins, stealing people's outfits to just completely rewire the narrative.
It's just CGI pterodactyls behind them, just like, well, this is a twist that I didn't think was coming.
Remember last time where we created a Truman Show reality show?
Yes.
And the next time is going to, there's going to be a new one called like Double Date, and it's going to be where there's a clone of each person. You have to try to figure out which one is the clone and which one's actually them.
I think you're a... reality TV producing genius, to be honest.
2050 reality TV.
I feel like you've genuinely found your calling.
In the future, when we have really advanced technology.
When everything's virtual reality and we can all participate in these shows.
Dab. Dab. All right. Dabbing out.
Dabbing out. Looking forward to next week. Oh my God.
Yes.
Take a breather. Take a breather and chat soon, broads.
Bye.